This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, Carm Capriotto here, bringing you another live interview that we did at the 2021 ATI Super Conference that you will not want to miss. You're going to have fun with this. Hey, have you ever thought about small engine repairs in your shop? Well, it's time to think way outside the box and learn from this unique business opportunity that Mark Repke stumbled upon. Now, it's a lesson to all of us that you need to constantly be adapting and grow in different ways. Golf carts, anyone? Hey, thanks to Napa for providing this episode. You know, the Napa Expo is coming July 18th to the 21st, 2022. Now, Napa's very dedicated to putting on a safe and valuable in-person experience. Now, they're going to be following all appropriate protocols to ensure that all attendees enjoy their experience safely. We hope to see you there, Las Vegas, for Napa, July 18th through the 21st, 2022. If you want to be featured on the podcast, love to hear your story. Want you to share. Just email me, carm@remarkableresults.biz, or message me on social media. I'd love to connect with you. Hey, warm welcome to Mark Repke, Quality Auto Mart and Service, Batesville, Indiana. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, good to have you here. We're at the Super Conference 2021 in Amelia Island here in Florida. At the ATI conference, I have an interview for you that is so cool. A few weeks ago, Mark, we did a show on specialization. And when I read your notes on what we were going to talk about today, I said, "Oop, specialization at the max," because Mark stumbled somehow into repairing golf carts. And I think it's so fascinating. There's a bunch of shops out there, but I think you've made this almost more than 50% of your revenue.
Yeah, actually, it's grown even farther than that.
Wow. Let's jump into the light bulb moment of, it's a great story, everyone. You got to hear it.
Our shop's located in the country, out between a couple little towns, and right across the street, there was a campground, about 500 acres, called Indian Lakes. There's probably over 700 golf carts in this place.
Wow.
So we're over across the street doing auto repair, and they'd pull one over a few times, and, you know, "Hey, Mark, can you work on this golf cart for me?" And I was like, "Oh, it's nuts and bolts, drop it off, I'll see what I can do." So that was the deal, though, because golf carts rated second. I had to keep people's cars going so they'd go to work every day.
Yeah.
And then they would turn around and check in with me. And so, and yeah, you know, I'd get it fixed. And then I started learning at the same time. We'd fix one that lead into more. Word of mouth traveled. Next thing you know, I got a little line of them outside. Then they kept coming in more. And finally, the light bulb moment happened when I had a customer came in and says, "You know, my cart's been here a couple of weeks. Thanks for looking at it. But, you know, I really need my cart." And I said, "Well, you know, I'm getting to as fast as I can, but I got to keep fixing these cars." And he says, "Well, I don't care what it costs. I just want my golf cart."
Bing.
And the light bulb went off. He says, "So then we figured out, it's like, why am I charging less for golf carts instead of cars? It still takes the same amount of time, wrenches, knowledge, a place to do it." So we started charging accordingly with our automotive repair rate. And then that changed too. I met ATI and got the margins I should, and now our average ARO is 750 and up for golf carts.
What?
Yeah, it's very common.
Wow.
It's in the boats and category of boats, motorcycles, campers.
What goes wrong with these?
Really pretty routine maintenance, but they're not a car, especially the electric ones. They get a little more involved than cars do.
Brakes, mostly, steering, suspension.
They just need service, a good maintenance once a year like you would cars. Take care of them, yeah, and they won't break down. But, yeah, on the electric sets of batteries, that's why AROs are very high. But there's controllers. There's all kinds of other stuff that goes wrong with them. But if you maintain them, they generally are – they're noted to last about 25 years, a golf cart is. So that's a long time life, not like a car.
Batesville, Indiana, I would think that you guys have winter.
We do.
And so do you get a big influx of golf carts over the winter?
Actually, that's the time to shine. So things slow down a little bit in the automotive industry, you know, around Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, hey, they're spending money somewhere else other than their car. So we start marketing a little bit, and we found out usually we do free pickup and delivery to all the gated communities and all. We bring in got a trailer, hauls four comfortably. We'd have pickup days on these gated communities, and we'd bring in four at a time, have them sitting there waiting to go, and that kept the shop busy, you know. And so that filled in on those automotive times when the automotive wasn't quite doing so well. I mean, we're making it, you know, but it's not like the numbers we like to have.
When I think about the way your business has grown, did you meet the time frame then for the customer instead of 2, 3, 4 weeks later? I mean, are you turning these things around like you would a car?
Well, right now, we average about 30 a week. Okay, so we're the only gig in town, all right? I mean, there's no competition around me for an hour. Could you imagine being the only auto repair shop with no competition around for an hour?
Auto repair, let alone golf carts.
Yes. So that's another little key thing about this is, you know, your customer, you don't have a waiter. It's only drop off. Even if it's a small problem, drop it off. We go through the process. We do a full inspection on them. We swiped and deployed a lot of stuff from what we learned on cars. So we ended up treating everybody's golf cart just like a car.
Are you doing DVI on golf carts?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
We wrote up canned jobs. Yeah. We have a lot of pre-priced canned jobs. We do the DVI on it. That's all custom made in our point of sale.
Sure.
And we treat, that's exactly like a car. All we do is it's just smaller. We call the customer, we authorize, we do everything the same as on a car. But there's no waiters. That's the cool thing about it. They're dropped off until they get done.
No waiters. And are there any dealerships in the area that sell it and then have repair at the same time?
That's a really good question because your dealerships, I've been approached many times to become a dealership. The dealerships, they have a floor plan they have to stick to. So what do you think they're doing all the time? They're trying to sell new carts all the time. Yeah. They have no interest in repair. They're all about selling that new cart. Where, you know, we learned with ATI also that, you know, there's one thing you control, and that's your profit margin on labor. Parts, you can't. Profit margin on labor, you can. You're in control of that. So it makes it, there's more money in the repair side of things than there is anywhere else, even on cars.
Technicians, do the technicians, your A-tech that works on a vehicle ever go over to a cart? Where's the level of knowledge that's needed?
Great question again. We actually all learn together. There's not a college or a school you can go learn this at.
There isn't? Golf cart school?
No, I haven't found it yet. And I'm not saying it's not out there maybe for some of the dealerships, but it was all the school of hard knocks. Yeah. We lived and learned, but we come to find out there's a lot of the same problem over and over and over on certain vehicles, just like in the car industry, you know, certain things fail. And so we brought everybody up in-house on this, learned it gradually, and then, of course, it's easy when I can pretty well diagnose over the phone, but of course you don't do that. Mm-hmm. So get them in, get them inspected, give them a call.
And all your referrals are coming from the happy customers.
That's correct. We get reviews. When we started marketing, it just blew up. Before it was word of mouth, but once we actually got a website, people started searching us out. Usually in this time of year, right now we're in our busy season. We're backed up probably somewhere between 2 to 3 weeks. And we tell them on the drop, it's going to be 2 weeks at least until we're going to get your cart in. And, well, that's okay. We understand you're busy. You can jump the line if you want to pay a little more money.
I can't believe I would be without my golf cart during the season.
Well, you know, a lot of people think like that. They do. It's like they're lost. You know, they come out to go camping for that Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They want it to work. They don't want to have to deal with it. They don't have to. And camping and the communities, the gated communities especially, they just get on the ride, you know, and it's a lot of fun. Grandkids and dogs both love them.
We're here on Amelia Island, and there's these little parking lots reserved for golf carts.
That's correct.
And they're all over the place here. You know, Florida, couldn't even figure how there had to be millions of golf carts here in Florida, because it's a four season thing. You can run a golf cart all the time. But in Indiana, do you get snow?
We do. And you can set them up that they actually have a snow plow. It's on our website, golfcartdude.com.
No.
Yeah. That you can
plow snow with these things. Your website, golfcartdude.com?
golfcartdude.com.
And that's your website?
Yes.
You created a website, an entire marketing campaign around what you do here.
That's correct. Wow. Two different websites, one for automotive and one for golf carts, which it gets a ton of hits.
Unbelievable. Golf cart repair near me, and bam, you come up.
Yeah, we pretty well own it in our area. In fact, you could probably Google from here and get it.
Unbelievable. So golf carts that are gas probably would say that you could fix an ATV or a lawnmower. I mean, did you ever stop to think that you're in really the small engine repair business?
That's kind of what it is. And, you know, for those that are looking for an alternative business, that, I mean, there's a lot, maybe this isn't for you. Maybe it is, you know, I mean, it's just something that works for us. Yeah. And so, yes, it is in a small engine category, but there are both. There's gas and there are electric. It depends on the demographic of what actually is most common in your area. Like in Florida, electric is very common. In our area, where people are out for just the weekend, they don't want to stop to charge. They just want to drive. Yeah, you know, they get about 28 miles to the gallon in a 5-gallon tank. So very dependable, long endurance, and they last 25 years, like I said earlier.
Hey, Carm here, and coming up, find out what Mark's boneyard is in the back of his shop. Hey, it's Carm here, talking to you about what the Napa Auto Care Center program can do for your business. Now, you probably already know the Napa brand is the most recognized and trusted name in the automotive aftermarket industry. In fact, studies show that 95% of consumers recognize Napa and associate it with quality parts, service, and technical expertise. So why not complete a Pro Image upgrade and take advantage of that? Pro Image is a co-branding program for the exterior and interior of your shop. On the outside, it includes the Napa colors and distinctive Napa signage. While the public may know you as a reliable, locally owned business, a Pro Image upgrade helps set your shop apart from the competition even further. It's also a visual signal to customers and potential customers that you and Napa are partners. Most importantly, Pro Image really works. This co-branding opportunity has helped Napa Auto Care Centers across the country increase their car counts and sales. In fact, those that have completed a Pro Image project enjoy an average 23% sales increase during the first year. Pro Image upgrades are also available for the interior of your shop. A Pro Image interior upgrade transforms your customer waiting area from merely utilitarian to warm and welcoming. The goal is to maintain your shop's independent identity while enhancing the customer's experience. You can get a free look at what a Pro Image exterior and interior upgrade could look like by visiting the Napa Auto Care members site and clicking on the Napa Pro Image link under the Napa Pro Image tab. Or contact your local Napa Auto Parts store. Your servicing Napa store can tell you more about Pro Image, plus the hundreds of other reasons to become part of the Napa Auto Care family, the largest network of independent automotive repair shops in the country. Okay, so you jump into this thing, you had to figure out how to repair, how to fix, but you probably also had to find parts, you know, figure a vendor that you could start. You just don't go down to the parts store and get stuff that you need to fix a golf cart.
That's correct. And there's a little bit of a monopoly on that area. There's really only two parts vendors besides the dealerships, okay? And they both work with you pretty well, but it was funny. I got mentored into this. So when we first started doing carts, there was a cart shop about an hour away that we bought carts and parts from. And because I was buying carts and parts from them, they mentored me. Said, if you buy your carts and parts from me, we'll help you out when you got a problem. So we did that. And we'd get our parts in the boxes they were sending it home in. That I was buying from them had the vendor's name on it.
That's a whoops.
So I set up an account with them. But over time, I did spend a lot of money with them and bought all of our carts from them. And that was another wow moment. The first one we actually sold, I bought it from a customer that needed to move quickly. I'm leaving for Florida this week. I got to sell my cart. Give me this much money. I paid that much for it a month ago or 2 months ago. We bought it, sold it in 3 days, and made $1,000.
Okay, so that was one of my next questions, is selling new and or used. That's also part of your business.
Right, it's very lucrative.
I have no idea. What's a new golf cart go for? Just a one-seater?
Well, pre-COVID, it was about 5,500 to 7,500. After COVID, just like everything, lumber, meat, and everything else, it's gone up probably 25 to 30%.
Whoa.
There's people spending $8,000 to $10,000 on golf carts and don't bat an eye. It's unbelievable. So they're very difficult to find last year as well as this year. If you're not someone that's already in place that has, I expect it to open up, but if you don't have buyers and some connections in place already, they're very, very difficult to get a hold of this year, very much.
This sounds like one heck of a niche specialization. Just incredible, because you could sell new and used. And like you say, make $1,000 here, $1,000 there, maybe $500 on a used, who knows?
There's another part of that, Carm, that it's not just the carts and the parts and the accessories.
Yeah.
We got a little thing, it's called the Boneyard. And the Boneyard is carts we've taken in trade, and they come to a certain point of either we repair them and sell them, or they go out back and we sell them down into parts down to the frame.
Got it.
There's only a couple of them in the nation. People drive for hours to buy parts, like from Chicago, and like 4 to 5 hours just to buy parts from us because they can't find it anywhere else. It's super lucrative because you've already kind of paid for the cart up front. By the first few parts you sell off of it, the rest is all profit. But you got to have a little space to put them. We got about 100 of them we sell parts off of.
Do you have to promote that on the web, or does Golf Cart Dude just get you the connection?
We've posted, and I also do a lot of Craigslist ads.
Okay.
And but it is on our website, The Boneyard. It's got a few pictures of it. And you'll be surprised how we figured out the search words that people use a lot to come up with used parts when they're doing a lot of them. There's a lot of people like to build the cart themselves too, and do it yourselfers, you know, and it's something small, easy to do in the garage with your buddies. And you'd be surprised some of the creativity that comes out of that.
You don't have to tell me this, but is this a 7-figure business?
It's growing every year. Let's just put
cool.
it that way.
Cool. It sounds fun.
It's a ball. We really enjoy it.
It sounds fun. You know, we talk a lot about people just dropping their keys, building a great relationship with a vehicle, with a car, and say, here, Mark, fix it. You call me when it's done. And it seems like the golf cart business, having heard you, is 100% that.
It is just that. There is no waiters. We don't allow it. We'll get to it. You know, give me a call.
And we'll get to it. Obviously, you're in an area where there's no other choices. But they just can't wait forever. Seasons are short.
That's correct. We've rolled through them pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, we don't really have a whole lot of upset people that they understand if they waited until the prime of season, you're going to wait. You know, the guy that fixes your lawnmower, do you think he's in any different situation than
God,
me?
Oh, God, no.
I mean, you're not going to get your lawnmower right straight in and right back out. They
absolutely
understand that. They've been primed, and I compare to that a lot of times.
Yeah. Drop it off and say a couple of prayers that maybe it'll show up before the grass is knee high.
that's a fact.
I know that. I know that. Okay. So I want to go into this business. Basically, I've got to do some research on my very own. So I really need to start Googling golf cart repair and start looking and reading and maybe mystery calling a shop or two to discover who my competition would be.
You would really need to do a little research of what's going on around you. I mean, are you seeing them drive up and down the street? Are they around you? Are there gated communities? You know, another thing that I've never touched on that's a whole nother part of this business is rental business. So the rental business. So I'm right here at Amelia Island. And just last night, they got the 6-passenger carts that you can rent here. A lady pulled in with it and wasn't quite wanting to start right. I thought I was going to have to do a service call on the spot, okay? And she, you know, and I showed her, move the shifter, and, you know, you'll be all right. And she got it started. I said, did you rent this? And she said, yes, I did. I said, could I ask what it cost? And she said, it was $350 for 3 days.
What?
Yes. Now, what she was in was about a $6,500 unit, but you know, it really wouldn't take too – you'd pay for that in a season or so, and you still have the cart for resale later, which they hold a very good resale value.
$3,500 if it rented every day of the month.
There you go.
You pay, the ROI is 2 months Yeah. And okay, so say you rented it 50% of the time. That's still 6 month payback.
Yeah.
On a rental.
Now you got to consider something, Carm, you're not thinking of. We checked into this, and the rental business, the reason we don't mess with it is because it's great for events or a place like this, but yeah. not where I sit, because sure, I'd have sure. to trailer it out.
No, I get that.
But yeah. insurance is the other thing that nobody thinks about. And they don't sell it to you by a set price for the year. Insure you for the year like you would your car. I'm insuring your car for so much for a year. They do it by a percentage of your sales, and it's not in your favor. So by the time you buy the cart, you did the maintenance, you take care of all the paperwork and the customers, and they still get probably 55%. It really wasn't something I wanted to mess with.
Okay, so insurance is a barrier to be a rental.
Not that you couldn't find someone that would work with you a little different, but I never hit that yet.
Okay, but still, if you owned one yourself, you've got to insure it anyway on the homeowner somewhere, right?
Exactly.
Okay. It wouldn't be like separate insurance like an ATV, would it be?
No, you actually put it right on your homeowners, okay. like owning a lawnmower, and they don't care about what number you put on it. They don't ask. It's so much per thousand. That's okay. it.
All right.
If you get a claim on it, they pay it because we've been on the receiving end of the claims where it's been mm-hmm. in a fire or such. Yeah. And we sell another car, they write them a check.
What happens? Collision damage?
I mean, trees fall on them. Theft is very common because all the keys are the same. They're all keyed alike.
Look at what I have. Okay.
Yeah, I got some in my pocket. We thought about, you know.
Yeah, let's go out. Hey, let's go out and joyride on the island. Let's do it.
I've got them.
Yeah. Do me a favor. Go hotwire that thing. Let's go. Golf courses. Yes. Do they have their own internal repair?
Okay, so that's part of understanding the business is most golf courses, that's where I buy them from. So they come out from a vendor. They go to the golf course for a lease for whatever the lease time is, 3 years, 5 years, whatever it is. When they come off of the lease is when I buy them. 90% of golf courses lease because they don't have to mess with it. They can write it off. They don't, if it breaks, somebody else fixes it. You know, it's just like a lease car. You think you could buy one from a golf course, but they don't sell them. They're not theirs. Now there are about 10% of golf courses that do own their own fleet and they have to maintain their own fleet.
They have to maintain it. So you're not involved in that part.
I'm not. That would be a fleet type thing. And again, like any fleet job, your margins aren't that great on anything you're doing fleet, unless, you know, you got a special arrangement or a niche. Okay. So
cool.
The individual owned is where it's at.
Got to have a lot of room on your lot to do this.
Not really. I mean, you can fit four golf carts where a car parks.
Okay. And that's where your used would be parked.
Thank the Lord. I have 4 acres. So we've got plenty of space, a large fenced in area.
4 acres, room for the boneyard.
Yes, and it's kind of pull and pay. It's a real treat. We have years of parts that we've taken off or this and that. I have trailers with shelving in them that's full of parts too.
How many used vehicles are on your lot right now?
As far as carts, if between the for sale items and probably around...
Yeah, just for sale.
Just for sale right now, probably... I like an inventory around 50. 40 to 50 would be great. We have around 50 right now, probably.
Why does it sound so high to me?
Well, it's not because I'm just the luckiest guy in town this year, okay? I signed up to buy carts in October of last year, and the price was smoking high. I swallowed. I seen there wasn't any chatter of any others coming down the line, so I signed up for them to be delivered in April, and they didn't make it in April. They did show up in May, and I've got three loads of 13, so about 39 we just got.
Okay.
We got 26 now. There's 13 more coming, plus the ones we still have left from this season.
And that's why you have that many.
Correct.
Because you took a flyer and made a purchase knowing that, and you were lucky enough that the prices are going up.
Every other dealer around me has nothing to sell right now. And if you want a new one right now, they're telling you like July of next year.
Oh my. So you're sitting on a gold mine.
Yes.
Wow.
What a problem, huh?
I can you sleep at night?
Yeah.
I love it. This was fascinating. I mean, you know, I learned some very interesting things about this business and about golf carts. What else? What do we miss?
You know, if anybody's interested, I'm always willing to talk to you.
Wow, cool.
It wouldn't be a great year to enter into it, but you know, you could start tinker with it and just see where you go. But the reason I mention that is if you want to do sales, they're not out there right now. It's like a slinky. Right now, the supply chain is just stretched really tight.
Okay, but if you wanted to and you did your research and right. there wasn't a lot going on, then maybe look at the stuff coming off lease this end of the season, right?
You got to set up those supply chains again. You got to figure out, it isn't, my dad taught me this, and it works in every business. It isn't what you know, it's who you know. Yeah. You know, and those connections and where you buy, it's just like fish in the sea too. You got the big fish, you got the smaller one all the way down to the little minnows, you know, and I've moved up from the minnow size, you know, up to a little bit bigger, but the big fish is who's the ones that's got the carts, and you got to make connections with them.
Well, this is fascinating. We've never done an episode like this. To me, this is specialization niche. You've nailed it. How cool.
Very thankful.
Listen, so if anyone would like to get in touch with Mark, just email me. Mark, I don't want to give your email out to the world.
That's fine.
Carm@remarkableresults.biz. I'll forward your inquiry to Mark. Mark Repke from Quality Auto Mart and Service, Batesville, Indiana, the Golf Cart King.
Well, sometimes, yeah, but it feels good. But it is, we do have a DBA. It's Quality Carts. Quality Carts.
Okay.
And for you guys that are interested in doing other, you know, alternative services, there's always side-by-sides. The UTV market is growing fantastic. They can't keep them in stock either. Anything outside during the COVID is on fire right now. So your side-by-sides, maybe some lawn and garden, some utility trailers.
Yeah, yeah.
People are pulling all this stuff with trailers, okay? So that's another business that the wiring and everything that goes with them, that falls right into the automotive line. And then possibly rentals or something like that you might think about also. But check out your community, see what's going on.
So cool. They could also probably find you through golfcartdude.com, right?
That's correct.
Cool. Hey, Mark, thanks for being here, man.
All right. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Carm.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.